I live between effectively Denver, LA, and Vancouver. So I go back between the three cities a lot.
And that's because of your company? Or?
Yeah, our company was acquired about a year and a bit ago from the Anschutz Corporation in Denver, and so we're based in Denver and LA.
So maybe elaborate a little bit on your company and their name.
Sure. So the company that we co-founded in Vancouver was called Now Public. Now Public was one of the early players in the world of citizen journalism. And we grew it out over about 3.5 to 4 years. And then, like I said, a year and a half ago, we sold it to the Anschutz Corporation, which is one of the larger sport and entertainment conglomerates in the world. So the Anschutz company as a family owns AEG Worldwide, which is one of the owners of the Los Angeles Kings, and is a multitude of professional sports teams, stadiums and arenas, one of the largest concert promoters in the world after Live Nation. And then Anschutz has a very large film group, and Clarity, which is our newspapers, magazines, and digital. So I run Clarity Digital, which is really one of the major digital groups within the family of companies.
So what was the transition for you? Because you're Now Public, and then when they were acquired, what was your transition?
So my co-founder and partner, Mike Tippett, became the CEO of Now Public, and I became the president of Clarity Digital. So I spend most of my days, honestly, looking at digital strategy, focusing on our property, examiner.com, which is now one of the fastest growing news sites on the web. So we're now north of about 25, 26 million uniques a month, and I think we're number four, somewhere between 4 and 6 on ComScore in terms of top news sites in North America,
and
depending
on
the month.
Elaborate on that property?
Yeah, examiner.com is it's an amazing concept. It's basically your insider source for local news. So if you think about a city and an ecosystem within a city, there are so many people who have incredible inside information that you want to get access to. So whether they're experts in dog parks, or whether they're an expert in a particular kind of restaurant, or coffee shops, or biking, or birding, or whatever it may be in a local environment, we've collected over 50,000 of these examiners, which are effectively passionate, connected local insiders that write on the stuff they're passionate about. So we have, in total between Canada and the United States, about 245 editions with 50,000 very active examiners writing. And we produce, to put it in perspective, it's quite a formidable force in the content we produce. We produce about just shy of 4,000 articles a day.
So how does it differentiate from what Now Public was?
They're entirely different. So Now Public was, number one, focused on international and focused on breaking news. Two, Now Public was an entire open play. Anyone could join. Anyone could contribute. Examiner is a pro-am model where we heavily, heavily vet the people who contribute in advance, to the point of doing criminal record checks on everybody, writing samples, topic samples. So these folks are very heavily vetted, and they're compensated for their work, which you weren't at Now Public. So we've built an incredibly sophisticated content production engine for local.
And so you have, this conference is kind of about Canadians and Americans essentially working together. So you kind of, you're living that in your work. Are you involved with C100 as well? Or?
Yeah, I'm actually one of the charter members. So it's interesting because the charter members, the rules for being a charter member is, beyond other things, is you have to live in the United States. And because I kind of live nowhere, effectively, I live between LA, Denver, and Vancouver. So I'm one of the original charter members of the C100, yeah.
So they let it slip by.
Well, I technically do live in the United States, although I tend not to broadcast that whenever possible.
And so what do you see as the sort of evolution of C100? How long has it been around?
You know, it's got to be less than a year, but Chris Albinson from Panorama Capital and Anthony Lee from Altus Ventures really started it, and it's their brainchild, and they've done an incredible amount of work to, I think, ensure that Canadians, particularly if you look at two markets, the Valley and Los Angeles, there are 300,000 Canadians in very high positions in the Valley and another 400,000 in LA. So if you look at companies like Google, and Google has three of their top executives are Canadians, their CFO, their head of M&A, and Facebook is the same. Facebook has an incredible amount of Canadians in their midst, as does Yahoo. So, you know, there was never really a good attempt to get Canadians connected to one another and to ensure that they were networking and helping other Canadian companies and really showing the Canadian presence as it was in the Valley in LA and how strong it was. So I think that's the original intention, and they've done, frankly, just an incredible job.
Do you think that's still relevant in terms of somebody being Canadian or being American in terms of doing business?
Well, it certainly is if you live in Canada, I think, from a Canadian's perspective, but no, I think 10 years ago there was a much wider gap between how Canadians did business and how Americans did business. I think, particularly with younger entrepreneurs, the fearlessness and the vigor at which they go at solving their problems are no different to me than American entrepreneurs. And frankly, I think in some respects, the Canadian entrepreneurs are brighter in how they do things. And so I don't think there's a...
Well, we're kind of used to working with less as well.
Yes,
so
that's
true. The lean model, we were already doing the lean model before there was a lean model.
Yep, I think that's right. And I think I don't think there's as much of a difference anymore, but I do think it's an age thing. I think for younger entrepreneurs, I think they're much more what we would have considered American-esque before style. And you see it all the time, you know. Young entrepreneurs, they understand that you can build faceless companies from wherever they are. And, you know, you look at Groupon, which is in Chicago, and Zappos, which is in Vegas. And, I mean, some of the great internet companies are just not based in the Valley. Some are, but there's just as many outside as there are in. So I think you'll see, and you've got incredible stories in Vancouver. I mean, per capita in Canada, we have some of the best stories in the space.
So, lastly, what are you going to take away from this conference?
You know, I think Deb did an amazing job in getting, one, folks from the Valley to realize how deep the ecosystem is in Vancouver and in Canada. I mean, like I said, 40%, as Deb said, 40% of the room here is not from Vancouver. You've got Umar from Extreme Ventures sitting right there from Toronto, who's one of the major...
Yeah, I interviewed his partner, actually.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
See, you've already been interviewed and you didn't even know it. But Umar's from Toronto, and I think there's a big... Although this is held in Vancouver, there's at least 40% of the Canadians here are from Toronto, Montreal. So I think that was probably the most important thing, was I think it's hard to do business when people don't realize there's an ecosystem, and now they know there's an ecosystem. So that's probably the most important factor. And then it becomes easier... Now that Section 116 is gone, it becomes much easier for Americans to come here and start to invest in what is an amazing ecosystem.